This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got,
oh man,
Corey Majors. And Corey, you did this so well last time. I'm going to put you to the test one more time. Who's running our board today and what is his preferred first name?
Is it Jake?
Jake or Jacob. Yeah, either works.
See,
Jacob.
That's what he did last time. He said either way.
We still haven't settled this, though.
Is Jacob Rech is his name, right?
I'm assuming
yeah.
You don't actually say your
How
last
do you
name
say
with
a
that
G-H?
Disgust in it.
It's Ray, like R-E-Y.
Jacob, I know for a fact. Jacob.
Bobby says Jacob is his preference.
Yeah.
Dude, if you want to be called something, I think Alec said Jake, and that's why I was like, oh, but I saw the emails that said Jacob Rech on it.
Are his preferred pronouns then
My
Jacob
name
Jake?
Is Jacob.
What's that?
Are his preferred pronouns Jacob Jake? Like, do you sign your emails like that and stuff?
No, should I start doing that?
Yes, you should.
I think so.
All right.
Hey,
Corey.
It's Friday.
All right.
We had a very short show yesterday.
We did. We got lots
and
of content.
We were very serious yesterday. Last week, as the show started, I looked at you and said, I want to F around a lot today. And
oh,
you
my
said,
goodness.
Deal.
Okay.
And we did. Oh, my gosh. Right. Now, the Tolos and the Twolos and the Yolos seem to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're going to do Take a Load Off Friday today, though. But I do want to do a quality show that's also entertaining as we head into this weekend.
All right.
We got a busy Saturday tomorrow.
That's
we're very
true.
Busy.
That is true. All right. Well, let's put you to the test. See how much you want to joke around. Corey.
I said I don't want to joke around that much.
So you don't want to tell everybody what you really want for Father's Day?
Somebody texted in and I can't read it either. So, but yeah, I agree with that person as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what a vague and mysterious
That person
way
knows who they are.
To start the show. All right. We're going to talk about the stars in just a second. But before we get to that, go ahead and give me cut number 7, because it looked like the series in the Stanley Cup final was going to be tied 2-2, and there was less than 30 seconds left. Florida had pulled their goalie, and then this happened.
Into the neutral zone.
Good help there from Janmark.
Here's Tkachuk, moves it back in. Pickard, now Kulak, held in by Verhaeghe. Now across, Tkachuk with it.
So the goal scores, I think there's like 19-something seconds left, sends it to overtime. Then unfortunately, Corey, the person who you told us before the Stars series started, that you remembered how much you hated hearing his name all the time, this man set the all-time NHL record for most overtime goals in a singular playoff run with 4. Let's go to cut number 6, Edmonton and Draisaitl for the win.
Bach calls it. Cross-ice pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series 2 games apiece.
Now, this series has been tremendously exciting. I go back to the beginning of this game. One of the things that I had asked going into this was, do you think that maybe Florida has kind of taken it away from Edmonton, not only because they beat them down on the score, they beat them down on the ice. And at the end of the first period, it was 3-0.
I had said yesterday, Kevin, I'd said they'd suck the life out of them. There's no way Florida. I did your Oklahoma City take.
Yeah.
And then I looked right. I looked correct.
For sure.
To start that thing. And then the Edmonton coach did the unthinkable. How could he ever do this? He took his goalie out of a game in the Stanley Cup final.
To be fair,
he's getting fired at the end. He should be fired now.
I mean, they won the game because the goalie they brought in played significantly better than the goalie they took out, unlike in the Stars game.
The team then also did rally behind that.
They did.
It woke them up.
And also, Skinner has been pulled numerous times throughout his playoff history. Okay.
Because he's not that good.
That's true. By the way.
Only against us.
The money line in this. Yeah, only against us.
He's the best.
He looks like freaking prime Patrick Waugh.
Give him the best.
The money line got as high as 10-1 yesterday. So if you jumped in on the second period and you're like, you know what? I'm going to bet on the Oilers. You could have gotten 10-1 on your money that they would have won that game.
Wow. Yeah, no, what really stinks, too, about Draisaitl is my grandfather's name was Melvin Leon. And so Leon's a name I like because that was my grandfather's name. But Draisaitl's first name is Leon, so I have to not like my grandpa now. But he's no longer with us.
Oh, well.
Salute, sir.
I don't know if all of those things are exactly how I would break it down, but I'm not going to tell you how to grandparent. Now.
I better not know how to grandparent yet. Avery Carter. I'm going to leave it at that.
What if one of Jacob, how old are you?
21, about to turn 22.
Okay, man. That is somebody who's 21 because they made sure to also tell you they're about to turn 22.
It's like 2 weeks away.
I like it.
I'm surprised you didn't say 21 and 3/4.
Yeah.
You know, like that's.
I think I'm more like the 6/7 kind of range now.
Okay. I like that specificity. Now, how would you react, Corey?
Okay.
If one of your children's present to you, one of the boys, was that you are going to be a grandfather.
Dude, every year Adrian tries to pull that stupid joke. Not the with she's, Avery told me that he's having, no, not that one.
Oh.
The one where she hands me the little picture, the sonogram picture.
Yeah.
And she tried that for a long time. And I was just like, no, I know better now.
Okay.
So how did this happen? But yeah, man, it's I would probably lose my damn mind
that's
at first.
Fair. I think that's very fair. All right. In the meantime.
Dang it. I hadn't even thought about this.
Okay.
Well, and now it's now.
Okay. Well, let's think about something else then. Okay. Give me cut number 8 because it's time for the Kevin Hagelin Dallas Stars fan survey.
And off the clock here in the third period. Rantanen again. Rantanen scores!
That's good. I don't need that part. So, I've concocted this Dallas Stars fan survey, even though every year The Athletic does it. And they do a great job, and it always fascinates me. Go ahead.
I would like to ask you a first question for this. For every good thing that Rantanen does, Mikko Rantanen, that is, you also have this distinct feeling that he will disappear in big moments. For times.
100% that
does
happens.
That outweigh the amazing moment he had in Colorado?
You know,
or do you compartmentalize those things?
See, I think I can, and that's what makes him a top 20 player as opposed to a top 5 player. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because his highs are just as high as McDavid, Draisaitl, McCarr, whoever else.
Some of theirs are more consistent.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
But then you see, and their lows or even their mediums are still like, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Where Mikko's, I forgot he was on the team. And like, that's just what you're going to have to deal with.
Gotcha.
You're going to have some times when you forget that he's on the team. All right. So the Dallas Stars fan survey, feel free to connect with us as well on the Twitch, on the YouTube, on the Franklin Franklin Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. Question number one. How did the Stars measure up to your expectations for the 2024-25 season? Your three options: exceeded expectations, met expectations, below expectations.
I'll say below because I did expect to be in this final. I expected to be there. They had, and the way they ended that season, and we talked about it the other day, the way the season after February kind of just was questionable for the rest of the way. That was one of those, and it almost seemed like the Stars really didn't want to be in the playoffs. You know, they were like, we don't think we can. And your team will tell you, right? Like, they know whether or not they believe if they're good. You also have to be, as the GM and coach or manager, have to figure out how to add elements to motivate them.
Look, man, I'm with you. I thought it was below expectations, and I'm sure that will make some people upset, but I'm going to stick with that. Did Pete DeBoer deserve to be fired? Now, this is a simple yes or no question.
Below expectations.
From the 817, I want to help people out. Oh, God, I didn't study. I didn't expect to take a test today. Good news. We're just asking the questions. You don't have to worry about the answers until later.
I just gave an answer, though.
Yeah, but you gave an answer that wasn't one of the options.
Okay.
Yes or no, did Pete DeBoer deserve to be fired?
Good question.
Thank you.
For the simple fact that he had 3 years to get over the hump and did not. I'm a fan of having a coach, having a player, winning it with somebody, but I understand the reason. So I will say yes.
I'll agree with you. Grade Jake Oettinger's season, including obviously the regular season and the postseason.
I'll give him an A.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give him an A. Maybe a B+, but an A.
Tell me why.
What's a B in 6/7?
I mean, that would probably be a B+.
Okay, yeah. He was really good. He had more rest this year too, but he was right there as considered one of the top goalies in the league still. Didn't it feel like he started slow though? Am I wrong about that?
Yes. And so,
but it felt like by the end, like as things went along, he turned back into Otter.
I will give him a B because you referenced some slow points during the regular season. But look, if we're going to hold DeBoer's feet to the fire in terms of playoff success, Oettinger takes a certain amount of blame for that. There are some goals that you can definitely point out and be like, well, good job, team. But I'll still say he takes some of the blame. So I'll give him a B. Which position? I think I know where you're going to go.
Sorry. I left out the playoffs.
Yeah.
I went with regular season in that thought. I'll go B+ then. B and 6/7.
Okay. Which position would you like to see the Stars address most in free agency?
Defense.
Signing or trade?
Sign and trade.
Defense.
Defense.
Now, I want you to think about this. Obviously, I agree with you as well. 2 years ago, it was 95% defensemen in the Athletic survey.
Oh, really?
Here we are 2 years later.
Yeah.
And I would be willing to bet that once we get all the final votes, it's probably going to be really close to that number.
Did you
again.
Put this on the KNC Facebook page?
Oh, no.
I think that's a great place for it.
I will.
Defense is still the thing. And that goes to what Jim Nill's love is. That's skill.
Yeah.
And if you have a skilled defensive player, he has two of them now. Harley and Miro, both very skilled offensive defensemen.
Yes.
But that is not necessarily how your team should be built. Although during the regular season, it's helpful. It's just during the playoffs, you need somebody that can put a shoulder into somebody.
Now, Corey, this is a two-part question, depending on how you answer part one. Would you re-sign Jamie Benn, and should he keep his captaincy? Assuming you do re-sign him. If you don't, then irrelevant.
This is fascinating to me.
Thank you.
I've heard multiple people say how much he's still revered and across the league, and how other teams really look at him and think of him as one of those great leaders in this league. And these are people, important people, Jim Nill being one of them. And he's like, look, you can go out and find a different one, but it's still this guy and we like this guy. So, and then the other day when we had Tiffin on, he's still revered in the, across the league as one of those. You might not find a guy. Now, the price is going to be a huge factor.
Sure.
The captaincy, I can see if you do bring him back, letting him continue to have it for a couple more years. I agree with Tiffin on that of maybe finding that navigation there. But I would re-sign him, but that price is going to be a huge factor there.
I just answered no, so that then makes the second part of the question, at least for me, irrelevant. What, on a scale of 1 to 5, what is your confidence in the Stars front office?
Scale of 1 to 5?
Yes.
1 being the best?
Five. No! Come on!
1 being the worst?
1 is the worst. I hate it when they're like, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. We all know how the scale works.
Not really. I obviously... My confidence in them is 4.
Yeah.
Because they haven't found defense that is playoff useful.
Yes. I think, look, that's where I am as well. I understand if a lot of people vote 5. I'm going to say 4. I think Jim Nill has done a very good job getting us this far, but him, like so many other people in this organization, have never proven they can win a Stanley Cup on their own or like being the leader. So,
yeah, Otter has never won a Stanley Cup on his own.
Fact. And so, I mean, and that's why he doesn't get the perfect grade, because there was an obvious deficiency at defense and they didn't particularly go that direction. If you want to tell me Cody Ceci, I'm going to take a big fat pass on that. All right. How confident, same 1 to 5 scale, are you that the Stars will win a championship in the next 5 years?
1 to 5?
Yep.
2.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know who the coach is going to be.
Sure.
Now, the coach could totally change my mind.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to see that coach, Kevin, through a playoff series to see it. And a regular season. Making it through the regular season grind is a difficult part first. And getting to the playoffs, that's another thing. So I got to see that before I believe what the next coach is going to do.
I'll go with a 3. And once again, 2 years ago, 70% of Stars fans were at a 4 or a 5. And I know you've made it to the Western Conference Finals in those ensuing 2 years.
It makes sense with the talent on the team, the young talent paired with the veteran talent that you have. You could just assume that the talent's going to get you there on its own. But I don't know how much is going to change with the new coach.
We'll try to put this out on social media. We've taken the temperature of the Tolos on some of these questions. We will eventually respond with all of the aggregate answers. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what is your confidence level in these year two starting quarterbacks, and which QBs will get to 4,000 yards passing next right here on The Fan?
The bottom of the screen, second and goal, 10 seconds. Daniels fires, end zone, touchdown! Jamison Crowder, preposterous!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Couple of questions here. We will start with the first question.
Is Walking Dead still a thing?
The show went off the air, but then they spun it off into like, I don't know, like 6,000 other shows.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And I was like, no deal. I like the final montage in the last episode of The Walking Dead of like 5 or 6 minutes, but it didn't make me forget how boring the show was for like 4 years, even though I think I stopped it
at season 10.
Smart. Whatever season you stopped at that was after like, I don't know, 6. Smart decision by you. Okay. What is your confidence level in the starting year two quarterbacks? We played the highlight. Obviously, I'm going to start with this. Could your confidence level possibly be any higher for Jaden Daniels?
No.
I think that's where I'm at as well.
I'm going to be very interested to see where he goes in fantasy drafts this year.
Yeah.
Because I ended up making a trade last year with a guy who had him and Lamar Jackson. And it worked out for me because Lamar Jackson had an MVP season. Jaden Daniels was the other guy that he had, and he turned out pretty well. Like, yeah, he did very well with that guy. So I'm very interested to see where they land on that. Man, I mean, I'm looking at his stats, though. He was 16th in passing yards.
Okay.
Like, that's all right. 25-9 touchdown to interception ratio. That's pretty good.
I think.
But it's not Joe Burrow, 43-9.
So I think for a lot of people, they circle in on the QBR, and the QBR was fourth in the league.
Gotcha.
And like, or maybe he's just given a sliding scale because he's a rookie and that team was,
yeah,
you know,
I have, if they can get the Terry McLaurin deal done, I'm very interested to see what that offense can do with Deebo now.
Do you think they will
get it done? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I think I think that they got a stadium they want to sell. They want this team to be rolling. So,
okay. Now,
even though they're only asking $500 million for the stadium because the owner's spending $2.6
billion. It's so weird that we've gotten to the point that when you say only $500 million, like, I know the context you were using it in was sarcastic.
No,
or the tone.
Didn't Jerry get $400 yes. million for this one?
Yeah. And
it was a kid. It was like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world.
Some municipal areas are willing to go upwards of $1 billion, yeah, but that is significantly lower than a lot of different teams, which is a weird deal. So there was a story a couple days ago that talked about Drake May, and he's starting to find his stride in the new offense, and that feels like another version of he's in the best shape of his career. But that's my next candidate on the list. What is your belief level in Drake May? Because, man, it seems like there is a lot of buzz around the Patriots. I think I told you a couple weeks ago they're favored in 11 of their 17 games. People seem to think that Drake May is going to take that next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Step up, and I don't know if I think all of that is going to happen.
With a bad team last year.
Correct.
He was 15-10 with touchdown interceptions. Bad team. And at the end of the year, like, they're going to live off that, what they saw at the end of the year.
And his offensive line was not
atrocious
last year.
And right now, I think Vrabel's doing a pretty good job of trying to, you know, take some of that off of him, but also provide him with the concepts and the mentality that you're the leader, you're the alpha in this room. Like, I think they're, like, I have confidence that he's going to be good, but man, the expectation for anybody that comes in there now is Brady. And anybody that puts a Patriots helmet on,
that's tough.
The expectation is Brady, and you're never going to live up to Brady. Like Troy living up to Staubach was damn near impossible.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers living up to Brett Favre was damn near impossible. And you got to live up to what we consider. Can you imagine what the guy behind Patrick Mahomes is going to be like?
Yeah.
It's going to be. So it's very difficult, but from a national perspective, from my perspective, I have confidence. I'll set it at scale of 1 to 5. I'll set it at 3.5.
Oh, okay. Now, there is one second-year quarterback, and maybe there's more than one, but there is one that I think you have higher belief in than that, and that is Mr. Bo Nix. Now, Bo Nix felt like the surprise of the rookie quarterback bunch, because I think a lot of people are like, hey, what are we doing here? And I will tell you, I am very upfront about the fact that I thought Sean Payton and Bo Nix would not particularly lead Denver anywhere. But that first season, pretty encouraging.
Yeah, I know every year or every week I would come in and I would say, Kevin, did you see Bo Nix this weekend? And then we would dance on top of the table together.
I do have a autographed Bo Nix rookie card number to 25. So I do support his rise in the NFL.
I saw some things in preseason games that I thought were nice. And that's when I made the, hey, I think that we need to not sleep on this guy.
Yeah.
And then that did translate to the regular season because Sean Payton was like, no, we're just going to, you need to learn this offense. We're doing our offense in the preseason no matter what. We are not trying to hide crap from anybody. So whenever they did that, I thought, hey, this is going to be pretty good. I want to see what that running game is because that running game could change everything for Bo Nix.
Okay.
If it's better, dude, he could be an even better. He had a really good touchdown and he took care of the ball pretty well.
Sure.
So I put him at a 4. And I have Jaden Daniels at a 5, by the way. So, like, I have Bo Nix at a 4. I have high expectations for him this year.
Okay, so your hierarchy just right now would go Jaden.
Because he's already proven it.
Yeah, and then it would go Nix, and then it would go May.
Yep.
Where does Caleb Williams fit into?
4.8.
Oh, so he's right behind Jaden?
Yeah.
Oh.
He is. And again, I blamed a lot of last year on coaching.
Sure.
A lot of last year.
So did the Bears.
And lack of talent. I thought their offensive line wasn't good enough. They had a solid defense. And go back and look at the scores. And go back and look at those games. Most games, they were in it because the defense kept them there.
Isn't it amazing?
The reason they were out of it or didn't win those games is because they didn't know how to handle Caleb Williams in that offense.
I still go back to, and I know you can't project how the rest of the season went, but isn't it amazing that the throw by Jaden Daniels ultimately led to the season failure of Caleb Williams' team.
That is pretty wild. And so that's where he lands there because I think Ben Johnson is going to be a big advantage for him this year.
Okay.
So I give Ben Johnson a lot of the credit. Again, this all, I feel like I need to explain myself again. I have no clue what Ben Johnson's going to be like as a head coach. I think he's a creative, offensive, brilliant mind. But he might be a little different because he doesn't have Dan Campbell to protect him.
Now, Jacob, I'm going to go to you for a question about this next one.
Yeah, go.
And I know this might feel like a trick question. It's not a trick question. Answer with the correct answer. Who is the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons?
Michael Penix.
There you go, Jacob. That's what I'm talking about. He got it right. He got the, because it could have been Kirk Cousins, but he went with Penix instead.
Yep.
I'm proud of him.
It's insight.
877-881-1053. Do you already love Jacob?
No, I don't. What is your confidence level in Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy? I'm done with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. We misunderstood
insight.
The assignment. You're done for the rest of this segment. Corey, I've had enough time to deal with the idiotic way he says it. Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy, where do you put them in your confidence hierarchy?
When it comes to Penix, I got a 3 for him just because there's still a lot of unknown about his game. J.J. McCarthy, I don't know where to put it. I don't know.
It feels like the expectations for him are too high.
Yeah, and again, he has one of the arguably the best receiver in the league. Even though it is weird to me, I think that he's the best receiver in the league, but people will argue that.
I do too.
So that makes it easier. Like, and you've seen this receiver with multiple quarterbacks make them look good. Like, they have better seasons because of him. So I feel like I will put him at a 2 right now just because I don't have any expectation yet.
Is he at least higher than Spencer Rattler?
I mean, he's like a 5 compared to Spencer Rattler.
Okay, so the ones that are in the mix or will be starting, your second-year hierarchy goes Jaden, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Drake May, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, and Spencer Rattler. Does that sound?
Spencer Rattler's numbers last year, 1,317 yards, 4 TDs, 5 interceptions.
Ooh.
That's not my favorite thing.
Yeah, that last one is...
those are his career numbers right now.
Okay, that's not particularly good. Let's jump from that to another football question that I have for you guys today, except for you, Jacob. How many quarterbacks will surpass 4,000 yards this year? Because this is something that we were talking about after something you saw on ESPN Bet, and I've become really fascinated by this. Only 6 quarterbacks last year threw for 4,000 or more yards. That was the least in the past 15 years. The year before, it was 10. The year before, 9. The year before, 10. So it feels like he kind of got into a comfortable groove of 9 or 10.
But people started running the ball more last year.
That is true.
Let's look at this real quick. One of those quarterbacks, Jared Goff, do we not feel like he had a dominant running game last year?
Yes. I think he's a good quarterback, man.
Lamar Jackson had a dominant run game last year, threw for 4,000. So, they were running the ball more. These teams still were able to pass for a lot of yards.
Yes, absolutely. And so
Joe Burrow was the one where it was like, it's all on you, buddy.
He got the ball a lot because his defense gave up the points in like 90 seconds. And they're like, you better score a touchdown or else you're screwed.
Brock Purdy not having quite a good year was surprising to me. I thought he would have a better year.
Same with Mahomes.
They were tired.
So only 6 surpassed 4,000 yards. ESPN Bet only has 2. Right now, who's over under is
really
more than 4,000 yards. Mahomes and Burrow, which is fascinating. I get it about Burrow, but Mahomes had an offseason last year. He fell just short.
He had an offseason and still was 75-ish yards short.
Like, sure.
That's
and they made it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. So, know what? They'll probably be fine.
I'll take an off year.
But it stands to reason that we're going to have more than 2, but who are those 2 going to be?
I think Baker Mayfield's going to replicate those numbers.
I kind of do, actually.
41 and 16?
I think Baker Mayfield has gotten to the point where we can accept that, he's in the renaissance of being, I'm better than average. And that's okay. It's okay to just say that and not have to start some sort of weird quarterback holy war or anything like that.
Last 2 years for him have been pretty good. Compared to what he was, and he found himself. That's important. He found a place where he feels comfortable. I think he can do that again. I think he can pass for over 4,000 yards again. I mean, look at his receivers. And right now, was it Egbuka? Mike Evans yesterday? The quote is, he looks like a running back, but he catches like Chris Godwin.
Oh,
and so they have expectations for what those receivers can do there.
Now, from the 972, that's new guy Jake. What the F is this Jacob stuff, we'll say. Now, Jacob, I'm going to give you an opportunity to re-enter the conversation for the day. Is that the night show that likes to call you new guy Jake?
Yeah, that's my nickname given by Fred Davis.
Are you the newest one?
No, I'm not. There's actually 2 newer guys, but we haven't come up with a new nickname. So
that's flawed, first of all. Second of all, is that the same Fan After Dark show where Blake is adamant that you can say the S word on the air, even though you cannot?
That is the same Blake Elliott,
So maybe we'll change it up just a little bit. And Bobby told us adamantly that he prefers Jacob. So for now,
Jake.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what we're going to go
with. Do you remember we had a friend, we had another Jake that we that referred Jacob and we didn't know it. And now he doesn't, his name's JT.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, actually, it's Jacob. And we were like, what? You said Jake. And he was like, I know, it's Jacob.
It's a tough thing, though, because if you wait too long, then it feels weird. Like I told you, one of the stations.
We were 6 years into a friendship.
I know. I told you one of the stations I've been going on forever that's an Aussie station still says Hagland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I waited too long to correct them.
You have to do it immediately.
Yeah. I need that show to like get fired and a new show come in. And I'd be like, hey, here's how it goes. Or like promoted, I guess I should have said.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Are these star names really all-stars? Next on The Fan.
2-2 to Grom. Strike three called. Lights him up with a fastball over the outside corner at 98. And that ends the inning.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get back around to Jacob deGrom in just a second. But first, I believe Corey has a WNBA joke he would like to tell everybody.
Reebok has announced Angel Reese's new shoes will have steel toes, as OSHA has made that safety requirement for all bricklayers.
Woo!
That's not my joke. That was Kevin's joke. He asked me to say it.
Okay. First of all, untrue. Second of all, that's fine. Let's look at the numbers. Her shooting percentage this year is up to 35.8%. Keep in mind, she doesn't really take three-pointers. It's less than one a game. I know she will, but not very often. So she's shooting 35.8% from the field.
Rudy Gobert shoots like 68% from the field.
Yeah, because he also gets some of his own rebounds and puts it back in. And that's what Angel Reese does, and she's shooting 35.8%. Last year, she shot 39% from the field.
66.9% from Rudy Gobert, who everybody thinks is an offensive hole, right?
Yes.
All right. Listen, and it's funny because it's true, but she's not making a lot of shots. They're referred to as bricks whenever you don't make shots.
Yes.
So there you go.
One of them I liked is I saw somebody post that she, Angel Reese, retweeted herself, and they go, she just rebounded her own tweet. Now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. So we start with Seigo Masabuchi. Do you know who that is?
I can't say that I do.
That's fine. It would be actually really fascinating if you did. He is a ginormous baseball fan. And in Minnesota, he ran his 57th his 96th marathon.
96 yeah. marathons? How old is this guy?
He's 57. If you run one marathon, I'm impressed. If you run a half marathon, I'm impressed. But what made this one really fun is Masabuchi, who has been a longtime employee with the AAA St. Paul Saints, ran a marathon along the concourse of the stadium while the game was going on. He ran 84 laps, and it was 90 degrees. There was a crowd cheering him on. People would hand him water when he needed it. He started and finished the race at the Dippin' Dots station in left field. Would you be pumped, Corey?
This is during the Rangers 16-run blasting of them?
No. No, I'm sorry. This was just during a St. Paul game.
Okay.
Would you be pumped if there was somebody running a marathon in the stadium while the baseball game that you were watching was also going on?
Bit of a distraction from the game, wow. which is really the reason that we're there. Look, if I'm buying a ticket to the baseball game that also has a football game that also is surrounded by Texas Motor Speedway's track, I know what I'm there for. All three of those events.
Right.
I didn't buy a ticket to watch this guy run around the outside of the state or inside the stadium and everybody kind of distracted. What's going on in the field? Anybody paying attention to what's going on in the field? Or are we just paying attention to the running dude?
I feel like I would only pay attention to the running dude when he came by my section.
So like the wave?
Which did happen, you know, a lot.
The wave is exactly what happens there.
See,
and Chuck Morgan will lose his mind.
But
pay attention to the game.
I'm usually not invested in the wave particularly at all. But when I was younger, was invested in the wave all the way through. And my heart would ebb and flow with the dying of the wave. And I was like, no, pick it up. And he'd be like, yes!
Dude.
And then I turned 11.
Tomorrow, we're going to be at the Rangers game.
True.
Thanks to one of our Tolos from Peace-a-thon. And the last time we were in the suite for the Rangers game, Kevin, I do believe a guy in front of us tried to start the wave. And it failed pretty miserably.
It did.
I felt so bad for him, but he kept trying. And that's like, at what point you tried to start the wave, do you say, you know what? Nobody's getting in on this. This dude tried for like three innings to get this thing rolling, and it just didn't work out. That being said, I guess it's a cool thing for him to run that marathon.
Man,
that's a lot of marathons.
I'm surprised. I really thought you were going to enjoy that more than you actually did.
I'm getting grumpier today.
All right. Well, okay.
I got a headache, and I'm gotten a little grumpy.
Oh.
I took Advil, too.
Oh. How long ago?
Before the show.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a decent
like
enough
8
time.
O'clock this morning.
All right. Do you think... So there's an article up on MLB.com. Accomplished veterans looking to end all-star droughts. Do you think Jacob DeGrom should be an all-star this year? He hasn't made the all-star team in 4 years.
I think he's one of the best candidates for this team. Yes. And he is a star. Like he's an absolute star.
Yeah. Most of the people on this list really are stars.
And I would want to see him in an all-star. Like if you want to see the best and you want to see him go out there for an inning and do his best, I'd want to see it. I am kind of curious though. Do you think Bochy and Chris Young want him to be in that game and throwing?
No.
They want complete control of all of his pitches, and they don't want anything else. So I don't know if he would actually do it because of that.
Yeah. Does it surprise you to know that Francisco Lindor hasn't made the All-Star team in 6 years? To go along with that, he's finished top 10 in MVP three straight years. But in none of those 3 years or the years prior has he made the All-Star team.
Wow. And how long has he been a Met?
Is 3 years.
3 years? Okay. National League, all-star, shortstops. Who have they been over the last 3 years? Are they better than him?
I don't know. I would be inclined to think even as a backup, though.
Turner, Arcia.
I guess this is fifth year with the Mets, but the last 3 years.
Turner, Arcia, Turner, Tatis, Baez, and Crawford.
Yeah. We could have made room for Lindor.
I think so, dude. I absolutely think so.
All right. Are you... That's probably the most surprising one on the list. Are you surprised to learn that Gleyber Torres, second baseman with the Tigers, also hasn't made the All-Star team in 6 years. He came out of the gate really strong, and since then, he's been a good player who's got a good name, but hasn't been good enough to get to the All-Star team. Manny Machado, he hasn't made the All-Star team in 3 years. Same with Edwin Diaz. Same with Derek Holland's buddy Carlos Rodon. So there are a lot of players that have big names that just haven't even made the All-Star team.
Gleyber Torres, second base?
Yes.
You know why?
Because he's no Marcus Semien.
Because Marcus Semien's in his way. And we got
but
Marcus
Semien.
They take
backups and stuff, too.
Don't care. Marcus Semien, baby. Oh, and then there was Altuve and Robinson Cano. Dang, second baseman, like, they stay for a while.
Is Jose Altuve better than Marcus Semien?
Not in my heart.
What about in your brain that watches sports?
He cheated.
Okay.
Dude, Wade Boggs and George Brett were the only third baseman for, like, 50 years in baseball. It's wild.
See, but it feels like it would be disingenuous to go to your team and be like, hey, can I move positions? Because I really want to make the All-Star team. And they're like, what? No!
Boggs and Brett. And then Ripken was like, hey, I know I was great shortstop for a while. I'm going to go take over third base now.
Do you think that one of those people that moved to third base, not knowing that Ripken was going to move, he's like, son of a, the team is already mad at me.
Boggs was going to retire and I was going to be the next one.
Let's talk about Jacob Mizorowski. So the highly touted pitcher for the Brewers, he made his debut yesterday. He pitched 5 innings, Corey. He had given up no hits, and they pulled him out of the game.
Probably for the best.
Yes, it definitely was for the best, because first of all, he had walked 4 people, and also he left the game because he had cramping. Do you think...
You know how many pitches he had at that point?
I think only 68.
Oh.
Which is pretty shocking, given the fact that he had walked so many people as well.
Yeah, and that being said, you don't want to go ask them to pitch through cramping. Like that's a place where you're just like, yeah, let's go ahead and be smart on this one.
I'm going to go double check number of pitches. That 68 does feel astonishingly low. So let's go 81. So he had thrown 81
pitches.
That's about
right. That's about right number.
And so
that's too many pitches.
He also cramped up. Do you think he can take away? Also, he threw the ball 102 miles per hour. That, hey, what a great debut I had. Or do you think he's like, man, I wonder if I didn't get cramped up, I could have like maybe pitched the 6.
Probably
the
all of the, thing. Probably both, all okay. of them. Like that's when Jack Leiter is pulled from a game where he had really good moments, and then that 5th inning just kind of he couldn't get over it. I want Jack Leiter to walk away from that knowing the positives and the negatives. Like you can't let them outweigh each other. You kind of have to balance them and go, yes, both of these things existed. How can I take a little bit of the negative away and add a little more positive?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for NFL Overreaction or Reality. Plus, you know what? It's supposed to be a shout-out Friday. Maybe you need to shout-out Corey, make him feel better. We'll do all of that next right here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.